Welcome back to In Depth for one second and final interview for this program. I want to commend Melissa Taylor, Executive Director of Arena Little Theater, for coming in because you are exhausted, but it's well earned because, yes, Executive Director, but also you just had a child recently.
I did, yeah.
So congratulations, firstly.
That's really beautiful.
And thank you for coming in, for making time. Because you're still going full steam ahead with RLT.
I sure am. We have opening night tonight for our last show of the season. So it's been a busy year, and we're really excited to end it with this last show.
Very cool. And looking toward the future, let's talk about the next season.
Oh, you just
recently announced it, right?
We did. Yeah. We start our 84th season, if you can believe it, in September. And we are going to be doing another 6-show main stage season with a great mix of comedies and dramas, stuff you may have heard of, some stuff you may not have, just a really well-balanced season. Like I always say, we try to do something for everyone.
Exactly.
And we're really excited to get that season kicked off soon.
Very cool. Well, I would love to take it play-by-play if you're okay with that.
Absolutely.
Now, we don't have to do that now, but let's talk about RLT in general. I would love to get your background once again in theater and how you came to be the executive director and so on.
You know, it's funny you ask that. I was just thinking this morning that my 5-year anniversary with RLT was just earlier this week, and I missed it because I've been so busy that I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, once you get in the mindset.
Yeah, so I've been with RLT for 5 years now. I'm originally from New Jersey, and I studied theater performance and direction, and then later got my master's degree in arts administration. So I kind of grew up in the theater. I've been doing theater since I was 4, I think.
I want to know what your first play was.
Music Man. I played the flute. I was 4. I don't even think I could like hold it right or pick it up. I just like held it and bopped around with the music because my Aunt Gail was the lead in the show.
Okay.
And they just needed people to fill out the giant band. So yeah, that was my first show. And then I kind of never stopped. I think I grew up in a family. A lot of people I hear say this too, that once you're kind of in, or if your family has a connection to the theater or the arts in general, it's really hard to get
you
away
just
from
keep
it.
Passing it down.
Yeah.
Generation to generation.
I think so. My kids are at rehearsals all the time, and they love it too. So I'm hopeful that that trend continues. But yeah, so I've kind of been doing it my whole life. But RLT has been around for 83 years now, and they had a stretch of time where it was just upheld by these wonderful, amazing, dedicated volunteers. But in 2013, right after they opened the building, they realized that they needed a staff to run the organization.
Right.
So I was the first staff member that they had hired after a 30-year stretch with no people. And now today we have 6 full-time employees. So we've grown quite a bit over the last 5 years. And I think that that's a testament to sort of everyone's dedication to the organization and having people who are focused on running it like a business.
Mm-hmm.
Has helped us grow so much.
Right.
We are just under $500,000 budget this year. So it's been a really, really explosive few years. But yeah, so that's my history with the organization. I've been so honored to get to sort of steer that big giant ship, and that's it.
That's fantastic. So yeah, and speaking of RLT, you guys, I have to say, now I'm like on the inside now, which I've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are a well-oiled machine.
Thank you.
It's like just incredibly impressive.
Well, like I said, I feel like we try to run it like a business. We try to model it as closely as we can to a professional theater without having all professionals do it.
Yeah.
And so I also have a little bit of a corporate background, which I think helps. I came from the entertainment industry in Atlantic City running concert venues. And
wow.
So I really kind of looked at it like, okay, let's figure out how to do this thing and do it right so we never have to think about it again. So
exactly.
As many things that we can tick off that list, we do. And so there's not a lot of reinventing the wheel every production.
Yeah.
When people
come
in. You
have a system in place. You get it right from the beginning, and it's the same pretty much every
time. So, excuse me, allergies.
Oh, it's all right.
When people come in, they're sort of, we tell them, this is what you can expect, this is what we're going to do, and then it just kind of happens. But we also really solicit feedback. You'll see, now that you're on the inside, that you'll even get a survey after working on the show that says, like, what do we do right? What do we do wrong? Where could we have improved this? Because we really constantly evaluate what we're doing from the artist perspective and the audience perspective.
Right on. And I love, it's good to have that feedback, because it's going to, you know, you're going to work out the kinks, if there are any, and then you just continue to improve.
Yeah, well, and I think, too, we are not an organization that belongs to any one person. It's really a community theater. And sometimes people think that the word community before theater means bad. But I don't think that at all. I think that in a lot of ways it means that people care about it so much more and they're invested in it because they want to be.
Right.
And so we really take that feedback to heart because people are donating their time to be involved in our art.
And you bringing up community kind of leads into my next thing, which is you don't just do plays. You're a venue. Like, you have jazz nights and you have very cool multicultural kind of festivals or parties going on.
We have something going on every weekend of the year, I think. I honestly think that's true.
Yeah.
We partner with KUNR and For the Love of Jazz for a monthly jazz series. We also have Ageless Repertory Theater, who is a senior readers theater, and they come in and do stage readings once a month. We have a Latino theater series, which does Spanish language productions. We do 3 or 4 of them a year.
Beautiful.
We are also partnered with Sierra Nevada Ballet once a year. We partner with the Draculich Foundation once a year. We partner with Step 2 and do work with women in recovery. We have an education program, so we have 4 Theater for Young Audience productions every year, and we do camps and classes. So, yeah, there's
Speaking of, a lot going on.
People
can sign up right now, can't
they?
Yeah,
we still have
four
weeks left that have availability for camps, and we run a Monday through Friday for the next 4 weeks, actually, right in a row. And every week is a different theme. So I think, like, next week is island beach themed, and we did a Greatest Little Showman camp, and we're doing that again because kids love that movie.
Yeah, I've been hearing good things.
So camps are up online on our website right now, and it's ages 6 through 12.
Okay. So, and it's, I mean, my mom can attest, it's good to get me out of the house. Like, if your kids aren't going to school, they might bug you too much. So maybe get them to a class and expand their mind a little bit.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that our camp is not a camp where you drop kids off and they're just like mindlessly kind of hanging out. At the end of every week, there's a showcase. So they're learning fundamentals of theater. And as a theater professional, I love to advocate for the fact that kids come in and they learn life skills through the arts. They learn how to collaborate. They learn how to get up in front of people. And I love seeing the, like, literally 5-year-old get up and tell a joke in front of their friends and family for the very first time. And it might not seem like a big thing because there's not crazy lights and sound, but the fact that a child is getting up in front of 100 people for the first time is something that I think they'll carry with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. I think that sets the tone for what they can do.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the future.
Yeah.
Your lineup is it's all over the map in the best possible way.
It really is. So we're opening in September with David Mamet's Oleana. And we are warning people in advance that that is a show that is going to make you angry. It's a story about, it's two actors, an older professor who's a man and a younger female student. And it follows her accusation that he sexually assaulted her. And it is definitely one of those things where, because no clear assault happens, it's a perspective thing.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you which side is right. So I think we wanted to open up that dialogue about what's happening in the world right now.
Right.
With the Me Too movement, and just look at different scenarios and different stories and have people have an opportunity to kind of delve deeper into that. And it's written by David Mamet, who is one of the
master wordsmith.
Yeah, absolutely. So you don't even realize that you're just watching two people sort of talk at each other for 90 minutes, but yeah. That's going to be a really strong opener, I think. But like I said, we're warning people in advance. It's not a feel good kind of show. It's a show where you're going to leave thinking and you're going to leave angry
and you're going to be challenged.
Absolutely. The next show is Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some, and it is just what the title says. I don't really know how to go into it any further than that. It's three actors, sort of in the vein of the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, and those kind of shows that tell every story. And they talk about how Christmas is celebrated in different countries in the world. And there's a great bit where they talk about they can't actually sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because of copyright. So they do like Gandalf the Green-Faced Mule Lion or something. I don't even remember. What's a mule lion? I just made that up.
I don't know. Perfect.
So that's a really fun show for the whole family. And then we are going to follow that with Barefoot in the Park by Neil Simon. That's a classic. Mm-hmm. It's a movie as well, so you can do a little research and see. It's about a young couple that just gets married and moves into an apartment in New York City and dealing with what it's like to suddenly be thrown into your own world of this tiny broken apartment and dealing with zany neighbors and things like that. So that is a feel-good one. That's one you can
Robert Redford's
happy.
In the movie, isn't
yes, he is.
Which,
yes.
I mean, that's enough for me, right?
Yeah, he's incredible. He plays Corey Bratter, who's... No, I'm sorry. Paul. Corey's the girl.
Oh, right.
That's a really fun show. It's about six people. After that, we're going to do a drama called Violet Sharp, which is about the Lindbergh baby kidnapping. One of the best scripts I've read in years. We've been trying to produce this show for 3 years, actually, and it never quite fit the season. So I think we're all really the most excited about Violet Sharp, which is a show probably very many people haven't heard of, but it's just such a tightly written script. And it's about the woman, Violet, who was accused of having kidnapped the baby.
And she was the maid, wasn't she?
She was, yes. So she was an immigrant, and she was a lower class person in their household, and so she was an easy target, and it's based on a true story. Again, a lot of social parallels to what's happening today, but also just an entertaining script because you kind of don't know what's happening at any given point. Then after that, we're going to have The Foreigner, which is a comedy. It's about, I think there's a movie version of this, though I have not seen it. It's about a man who goes to a hotel to kind of escape his life for a while and pretends that he doesn't speak English. And so he sort of gets to inhabit these shoes as a foreigner, and yet he knows what everyone is saying. And it's a lot of fun. Another one with some heavy social ties. There's a lot of look at racism and things like that. But it's funny. It's a way to kind of... I love that theater can do that, that we can poke fun at things in a way that you're still thinking about it. You're not being cavalier about the topic.
But it's not throwing it in your face necessarily.
Right, but you don't maybe feel like an awful person for, you know, trying to figure things out. So, but that is going to be directed by Rod Hearn from Damani Ranch too. So really excited
Beautiful.
About that. And then we close the season with Sense and Sensibility. It's a new adaptation by Kate Austin, and it's currently being produced everywhere. It's a more modern language version of Sense and Sensibility, which is a classic story about girls and their love.
Suitors.
Yes.
Wait, Kate Austin, is she like descended from Jane Austen, or is it a completely unrelated?
That's I think it's unrelated.
Oh, okay. Isn't that interesting?
Or I just totally botched her last name and now I'm confused. No, I'm pretty sure that's it. We're excited about the season. We're not doing a musical next year. We've done one every year, but we wanted to really get focused on some other big projects we have going on at the theater next year. And musicals take so much time and effort. But we're really excited to have what I think is going to be a big season that everyone can enjoy.
Awesome. Well, then keep keep your eyes peeled, my friends.
Yeah, season tickets are available now.
Get them. Website. Give
website,
me the website,
yeah,
social media, whatever.
It's arenalittletheater.org. We can. We also have box office hours. You can call us. It's 813-8900. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram for a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on at RLT. We're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. So, there's plenty of ways to get involved or to find out what's going on at RLT. Get on our mailing list. We send out weekly e-blasts, too. So, you don't have to miss any of it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Gotta get plugged in.
Yeah.
Melissa Taylor from RLT, Reno Little Theater to the layperson. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
Of course.